Many Athens parks reopened, at least partially this week, giving locals another option to get out and enjoy the delightful spring we've been having. Here to talk about the reopening is the Director of Leisure Services in Athens-Clarke County, Kent Kilpatrick. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Let's start by talking about what parks have actually been reopened and what people need to know to use those parks.
Well, our linear parks, which is our Greenway and Firefly Trails, our multi-use paths have been opening since the beginning of the pandemic. They have never shut down.
Right.
Because they provide that opportunity for people to get exercise and get out and enjoy nature, but you can continue to move. But just this week, we did open a second round of parks, and these are some of our outdoor or nature-type parks that also have trails. These parks that opened this week include Sandy Creek Park, Memorial Park. What used to be Trail Creek Park has now got a new name, Virginia Walker Park, and Ben Burton Park. So each of these are available now during their regular hours of operation, but it's important for everyone to understand that there's components within these parks that may not be accessible.
Right.
High-touch areas like playgrounds, the beach at Sandy Creek Park, the zoo at Memorial Park, those things have to stay off limits for very obvious reasons. We want to go into this very carefully so that we're not a contributor to any reoccurrence or spreading of the virus.
You've been open for nearly a week. I'm sure that people are clamoring to be able to use these facilities. So how crowded have they been so far?
I talked with staff at Sandy Creek Park yesterday, and they went back and compared May 20th of last year to May 20th of this year. And even though Tuesday was somewhat of a cloudy and cool day, the day started a little rainy, they wound up exceeding the attendance from last year, which show on records it was a sunny day. It was very obvious that people were just wanting to get outdoors.
So far, does it look like they're following the rules?
They seem to be. We've put up signs in each of the locations. We've barricaded and put caution tape at our playgrounds. People so far seem to understand and just appreciate they have a place to go.
Good. Well, I know that summer programs are very popular. Can you give us an update on whether area youth will have access to summer programming?
The June camps and the pools for the month of June have been shut down to protect both staff and the citizens. Right now, we have targeted to provide both during the month of July. As a matter of fact, we added additional camp opportunities during July so that we can try to provide some type of normal summer.
Well, certainly not exactly the sort of summer we're all used to, but it sounds like you guys are doing everything you can to give Athenians at least a taste of what we have grown accustomed to from the Leisure Services Department. And thank you so much for those efforts.
Well, thank you. And I also want to encourage people to be able to go to the website. We've got a new virtual programming page.
Oh.
And since the shutdown started, we've begun doing a lot of virtual programming. We had our first big virtual event last Saturday with a snake day.
Well, give us that website information.
It's accc.gov.com/leisure.
Kent Kilpatrick is Athens-Clarke County Director of Leisure Services. Thanks for stopping by today.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.